Thanks so much, Rod. 7 minutes after five now. Wildfire smoke and climate change were on the agenda at a clean air forum today in Sherwood Park. This gathering of scientists, healthcare professionals, and concerned citizens looked at everything from air quality to how you can protect yourself the next time wildfire smoke wafts our way. The CBC's Adrienne Lam has just come from the forum, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Adrienne.
Good afternoon.
So what was the headline from this day of talks?
Well, I think here on Radioactive, we've been telling people a lot of those bullet points over the spring and summer. But generally speaking, wildfire, a growing part of our landscape, on the rise, as we hear in the news. And, you know, we're going to need to continue to figure out how to live with fire and the smoke that comes with it when it comes to, you know, breathing the air that we all need to live, right?
Right.
And the people gathered today, these people, they know air.
Who put the forum on?
Well, it's a community organization called the Alberta Capital Airshed, like a watershed only for air. They're a not-for-profit community organization. They offer air quality monitoring throughout the capital region. So you remember about a month ago we had the wildfires in northern Alberta forcing the air quality index, those readings really to soar, literally off the charts. You remember that night. It was just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The choking smoke wafting into the region, really reminiscent of the last couple of summers we've had with that smoke coming in from British Columbia wildfires settling in, socking in those August weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of talk at the conference today about why this is happening now, about what you can do about it, about how best to protect yourself and your family from the effects. And another hot topic is the monitoring, is letting people know, is the health quality index that you and that Rod sometimes mention when the smoke gets really bad, right? Now, it's being tracked here in Edmonton, but not everywhere in Alberta, as it turns out. And I wanted to share a conversation I had with somebody who's helping to change that.
My name's Carla Reeser. I'm the executive director for the Peace River Area Monitoring Program Committee. I work in the airshed. It's the newest airshed in the province. There's one of 10. And as an airshed, we do air monitoring in the region around the town of Peace River and east of the town. Primarily, we're monitoring for hydrocarbon emissions from the operators in the area, for oil and gas activity there. And we provide information to the community and to all of our stakeholders about what we're finding in the air quality.
Been an active season already up in that region. What can you tell me?
For the first time in at least a few years, I guess, we have been quite heavily impacted by the wildfires in the high-level area. And we can pick up that data with our monitoring that's, you know, more than 100 kilometers away, several hundred kilometers away. What we also know is that we really need to fill a gap that we have in the monitoring in the area, because we don't have the monitoring in place yet to be able to provide information about the Air Quality Health Index. The Air Quality Health Index, we hear it called the AQHI on our weather reports, is provided in most other parts of the province, but that's not available yet in our area. So I'm really glad to be able to say that we are putting a new air monitoring station in the area that will provide that information for all of the communities in the area to be able to make better assessments about the smoke and how to protect their health.
So you say this will be the first summer it's in place. Why is it taken till now?
It's a smaller community there, the Peace River, the town of Peace River, and so generally the air quality health index stations are in areas where there's higher, more population, and so, you know, it is gradually, we're increasing the number of stations across the province over time, but most communities are already served with those kinds of monitors. So it's the time now. We had the opportunity. We've got the station ready to go.
People are talking about it and thinking about it. I brought you next to the board where all of the participants, about 100 people in this room today, asking questions. Just read off a few for me that strike you, would you?
So there's some important ones around health effects. You know, what are the long-term health effects for repeated exposure to wildfires? And what are the parameters that trigger an alert? We need more understanding about what it means when there's smoke in the air. How can people get information about the wildfire events? And some of the specifics around how can I protect myself? How long after an event, such as a forest fire, are the risks still evident? Is there a certain distance required that people should be able to be safe from the wildfire smoke? And what about masks? What are the masks that I can use? And do masks make a difference if I wear them in the smoky conditions?
So these are experts in the room, many of them, asking these kinds of questions. I'm wondering what you think the stakes are right now when it comes to wildfire and air quality for Albertans.
We've heard some information already that it's hard not to say that it's alarming. It really does sound alarming in terms of the likelihood that we are to see more fires, having seen the increase in the number of fires, the number of hectares burned. And we know that weather is driving that, which is in turn driven by how our climate is changing. What's most shocking for me, maybe, or maybe what's most challenging for me, is how can we respond appropriately, both to reduce the risk of the fire and to protect human health. Air quality is one of the biggest health risks for people on the planet right now. And most of us don't know that. And most of us are fortunate enough to have good air conditions on a day-to-day basis. But when we don't, what are we going to do about that?
Well, thanks for making time.
Thank you.
So that was Carla Reeser. She's with the Calgary location, but she mentioned she was doing work in Peace River. And, you know, I caught her during lunch. You could hear a little bit of the hubbub behind me, Adrian, and that was at the conference that was taking place today in Sherwood Park.
Yeah, so a lot of questions. Did you get any answers today?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it wasn't, there was no silver bullet takeaway solution to the wildfire smoke problem. But three nuggets that I'm going to share with you now, though. Okay, so one was from one of the speakers, a scientist by the name of Sarah Henderson, presenting today, sharing the stat that we spend more than 90%, Canadians do, of our time indoors. And her advice was to invest in an air filter so that when we do have to head indoors, we do have to escape from the smoke, that the air is better inside than it is outside, right? So that was the first. The second, another scientist, Mike Flanagan, over at the University of Alberta, he pointed out that smoke is capable of traveling vast distances in short periods of time. So you take the high-level fires, for example. In a week, that smoke had made it across the ocean and into Europe. So you're seeing those incredible pictures from space, you know, smoke from space. So bottom line, this is not a local problem. This is a global problem. So we have to kind of, he says, tackle it at that scale. Mm-hmm. And finally, the third big picture, in terms of area burned this season in Alberta, it's the second highest on record already. You know, we still have active fires raging, still months left of the summer. So Mike Flanagan and others at the forum today, they're saying, get used to the smoky summers being part of a new normal for us moving forward.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much for this, Adrian.
You're welcome.
That is the CBC's Adrian Lamb.